Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
They tell me that the hurricanes are hurtling toward the coast, and people living there may find their property is toast. I know that global warming's melting ice and raising cane, or raising oceans anyway, so it may seem insane that here we are not moved by all the temperatures arising. We've got a bigger problem. It may strike some as surprising that hunger, war, and pestilence, economies, and danger are not what we're concerned about. If that strikes you as stranger than it should be, well, sorry, pal, but here, without a doubt, our main concern since Sunday is our quarterback is out. You're nuts, I hear you thinking, and I sort of understand. As housing prices fall and banks are trembling across the land, as politicians mock opponents, shrieking at their worst, no matter how screwed up we are, America is first. As if that really matters, first or last, we're doomed unless all nations work together to address this wretched mess. But though those several issues might to some appear to be important, they are nothing to Tom Brady's torn-up knee. See, Brady is a hero. How could we think otherwise? He dates a supermodel, and he rockets through the skies in his own jet. Besides, he's won the Super Bowl as well. Not once, not twice, but three times. And the fans all think he's swell. A hero who's accomplished what Tom Brady's done of late convinces everybody that America is great, no matter what it doesn't do to keep the country healthy, no matter how it fails to tax the very, very wealthy, no matter all the ways the nation's acting pretty shady, America's heroic with a healthy, smiling Brady. Oh, somewhere sun is shining, and somewhere the children cheer, and somewhere people recognize, because it's sort of clear that there are dangers, man-made plagues, and much for folks to do. But with that sort of reasoning, I fear that we are through, for we have lost Tom Brady for the season, so the fuss of Armageddon or apocalypse will not move us. Elect then whom you will. Make war all over, everywhere. Without our Tom, you see, it's gotten hard for us to care.